Dungeons and Daddies, not a BDSM podcast, is hitting the road this summer from May 31st through June 14th. We're doing part two of our U.S. live tour.
Whoa. I came up with a name for this one.
Yeah,
it's
called
the Areas Tour.
Kind of
similar.
Dungeons and Daddies, the Areas Tour, feat Taylor Swift. We're hitting the road again. Midwest and East Coast dates on sale. Tickets are available now. We're starting up in St. Paul, Minnesota. We're going to Milwaukee, Chicago, Indianapolis, Detroit, Pelham, Tennessee, Atlanta, New York, Philadelphia, and Boston.
Wow.
More info on our website, dungeonsanddaddies.com/live.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Dungeons and Daddies is brought to you this week by Greenlight. As your kids get older, some things about parenting get easier. They don't poop themselves as much.
Speak for yourself, yeah. Freddy.
Oh, okay.
I'm pooping myself right now.
You're pooping right
now.
I'm
not even a kid anymore.
Well, other things are difficult, like conversations about their adult incontinence and also conversations about money.
Money.
The fact is, kids won't really know how to manage their money until they're actually in charge of it, and that's where Greenlight can help.
Let's be honest, in 20 years, they're probably going to be using, like, bottle caps and whatever else the roaming wastelands require.
Greenlight is a debit card and money app made for families. Parents can send money to their kids and keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens build money confidence and lifelong financial literacy skills. What they don't tell you is that literacy sometimes does mean spending a lot of money on Pokemon cards.
Yeah.
With the Greenlight app, kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely, thanks to games that teach money skills in a fun, accessible way. That app also includes a chores feature where you can set up one-time or recurring chores, customize your family's needs, and reward kids with an allowance for a job well done. You think they're hitting the farm kids as much as they are hitting the city kids? You know what I mean? It's like milking the cow.
Yeah.
Those
getting
chores,
Beth
those are
her adult diapers.
What was your childhood chore that you had to do, Beth?
I had to empty the dishwasher and also pick up dog poop.
Okay. I didn't do the dishes. You got a dishwasher? I didn't have that. I did the dishes.
Ah, you folks.
And weeded. Not smoke weed. That would have been a good chore. No, kids back in the day, before there was such a thing called marijuana, weeds described plants that lived in your garden that would kill other plants. So, like, that, I would have to get rid of them.
I was the dishwasher in my family, but also I would wash the dishes and put them into the dishwasher because the Asian household will use the dishwasher on fully clean washed dishes. Mm. It's kind of a thing. Millions of parents and kids are learning about money on Greenlight. It's the easy, convenient way for parents to raise financially smart kids and families to navigate life together. Sign up for Greenlight today and get your first month free when you go to greenlight.com/dungeons. That's greenlight.com/dungeons to try Greenlight for free. greenlight.com/dungeons. Dungeons and Daddies is brought to you this week by ExpressVPN. So we know how ExpressVPN protects your privacy and security online, but here's something you might not know.
Okay.
You can use ExpressVPN to unlock movies and shows that are only available in other countries.
Oh, we're
that's
allowed to
right.
talk about that?
Yes.
That's all I use it for.
Yeah,
oh, that's legal?
Yeah.
This, yes. Matt always talks big game about the UK office.
I talk big game about it.
And why is the UK office better than the US office?
I mean, why? How is it not?
You had a really elegant, I thought, breakdown of exactly why you think it's better.
Well, for a VPN, I would say the reason that you should use this VPN to watch the UK office rather than logging onto whatever streaming platform has the dumb US office on it is that if you want a show that actually where a bunch of people actually act like they're on camera and are real personalities instead of a bunch of like...
I just want you all to know that as Matt's saying all of this, I'm looking right at the camera like Jim from the American office being like, get a load of this guy, right?
If you haven't seen the UK office, go ahead, log into your VPN and go check it out. It's only 12 episodes plus a Christmas special.
ExpressVPN lets you control where you want sites to think you are located.
Ooh, that's fun.
So you can choose from over 100 different countries.
I only ever think of this scene in GoldenEye where they're trying to find Boris and like his little things bouncing around all over the place and like the GoldenEye laser is going to get them. Do you guys remember that?
Yeah.
That's what a VPN is, in case you were wondering.
But you can't use it to cheat on your wife. Your wife will not think you're in a different location than you actually actually are. Also, so don't even try to do it for them.
Unless you're cheating on your wife with K-dramas. Use ExpressVPN to watch K-dramas off South Korean Netflix. Or you could use Hulu, BBC iPlayer, anywhere you want it to be. You can be there. Hundreds of VPNs are out there, of course, but the reason we use ExpressVPN is because it's very fast. No buffering, no lag. You can stream in HD, no problem. Also works on all your devices. Phones, media, consoles, smart TVs, and more. So watch what you want on the go or on the big screen. So if you want to get access to hundreds of new shows, use our link right now, expressvpn.com/dungeonsanddaddies, and you get an extra 3 months of ExpressVPN for free. That's expressvpn.com/dungeonsanddaddies. ExpressVPN.com/dungeonsanddaddies to learn more.
Dungeons and Daddies is a rowdy, horny, violent podcast for grown-ups. Content warnings can be found in the episode description.
Okay, so this next part is very important. They're going to take you.
Oh, God!
Terry, shout out everything you see about them. Eye color, whether they have any cool-looking scars.
Purple Rose, it's foggy! I can't see anything! Oh, shit!
I don't know who you are. I don't know what you want. If you are looking for ransom, I can tell you I don't have money, but I am a very successful businessman. What I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills such as networking, social media. I've done Facebook before. If you let my Terry go now, that'll be the end of it. I will not look for you. I will not pursue you. I won't even talk bad about you. But if you don't, I will look for you. I will find you. And I will kill you. With the help of my other dad friends.
Welcome to Dungeons and Daddies, sometimes a BDSM podcast, a actual play D&D podcast about four dads flung into the Forgotten Realms in the quest to rescue their lost sons. My name is Freddie Wong. I play Glenn Close, the bard rock star of the group. And this week's Glenn fact is as follows.
So formal.
This is like an evening with Dungeons and Daddies.
In the following essay, I'll explain how my dad is.
The only dating apps that Glenn has is guacamole on his first dates.
Yeah.
And the only appetizer he orders.
He's a rock
guacamole.
Star. He doesn't need an app.
I just don't know if Freddie's actually giving us a Glenn fact or just a joke.
Sorry. It can't be both.
Worked into a Glenn.
It's not really a Glenn fact. It's a Freddie fact. Because every time I go with Freddie, he likes to buy a guacamole.
Yeah.
So
Freddie will happily tell you about how Tinder doesn't work for Asian people.
He literally just sold me that.
Yeah.
Plus, it's like, if a man had that, like, on his Tinder app, I'd slide into his DMs, but like only to call him a liar.
I don't believe you'll buy guacamole when we go out.
You cheap fuck.
All right. My name is Matthew Arnold. I play Daryl Wilson, a stay-at-home coach dad who's now a barbarian in the Forgotten Realms. And dad fact, keeping with simple stuff. So Daryl's favorite book is the Guinness Book of World Records.
Oh, nice.
Tied.
Even after seeing the John Oliver video about it?
He watches John Oliver. Tied with Hop on Pop by Dr. Seuss.
Does Daryl have any world records?
He likes all the animal ones.
The animal ones?
Like the smallest dog and the largest cat, that sort of stuff. Yeah.
Well, that's wholesome.
Those are vanilla ones, yeah.
Yeah, that's the stuff he likes. Yeah.
That shit doesn't get me there. I need some kinkier.
I'm more of a longest fingernail type of gal.
That's like the dirty she stuff. He looks at it, he goes, oh, and he like looks away, but he's like, this book's great. This is fun.
Hey, everyone. Hi. You might be wondering who I am. I'm Will Campos. I play Henry Oak on this podcast. Henry Oak is a granola crunching, Birkenstock rocking, hippie nature dad / druid. And this week's dad fact, I got a little bit of a call out from the fans.
Uh-oh.
About my last dad fact.
Oh, yeah.
Because Henry's original favorite TV show was, of course, the hit TV show Bones.
Oh, yes.
And so I got kind of put on blast. So yeah. I'd like to amend my list.
You're canceled.
I'm canceled, like Bones.
It's the most problematic thing Henry's ever done in his life.
I'd like to amend my list to kind of get the continuity straight. Henry's first favorite TV show is The Sunrise. Henry's second favorite TV show is The Sunset.
Oh. And Bones
is number three?
Bones is Henry's third favorite TV show. That's it for Henry this week. I'm going to pass things over to Beth May. Hi, Beth. How are you today?
Hi, Will. I'm great. My name is Beth May, and I play Ron Stampler, emotionally detached stepfather, who has recently become a little more emotionally attached.
I know.
Yeah.
And fun fact about Ron this week is that he attempted the spicy taco wall of flame challenge at True North Tavern in San Dimas.
What? Is this a real thing?
He did not complete it, though, not because the tacos were too spicy, but because he does not like tacos that much. I did 4 years of research to come up with this sad fact, and it's part of my thesis. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk.
Okay. Truly, Ron Stampler is living Moss.
Ron Stampler embodies the live Moss mentality.
The live Moss mentality. Dave Navarro would be so proud.
Has anyone done any like food challenges?
I don't have a spicy food challenge fact or story, but I do have another homebrew knock-knock joke I'd like to deploy on all of you. I did notice that Freddie cut out my knock-knock joke and made everyone wait till the end to hear it last time. So I'm
hoping...
our Lord and Savior Freddie Wong will leave this one in as intended right at the top of the show to get everything started with a big laugh. Okay, you guys ready?
Oh boy. Is one ever really truly ready?
I'm so fucking excited.
Anthony, you have to do it. You're the one behind the door.
Yep.
Knock, knock.
No solicitors.
Anthony, you can play along with the bit or
go,
what?
Go.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Yeah.
Yahoo.
Yahoo.
Oh, Jesus. God in heaven and all the stars above.
We don't have to save Grant. We can just end the show as it is.
Fuck all of you.
Yeah.
I'm the best.
Oh, boy.
All right.
Oh, boy.
Anthony, bring this all together. The audience may not believe this, but this feels like it's actually our first episode that we save for later. That's what the energy feels like.
Yeah, it's like when they shoot the pilot really late in the season, so you get the like actual attitude well, and then you see their real first episode. It's like, woo. This is rough. Yeah, I'm Anthony Birch. Still. Every day I wake up, I look at the mirror, still me, baby. I'm your daddy master. And my daddy fact is, if you ever have the good fortune to be on a podcast that gets a fan base going, make sure not to mention sketches that you don't like. Because for the past 2 weeks, every day I've woken up to new Facebook notifications like, somebody's talking about Cheezoid. And they tagged you. Oh, here's a video of someone dancing to Cheezoid. Here's a video of somebody else reacting to you not liking Cheezoid. And what's weird is that I feel like most of the people doing this also don't like Cheezoid. But it's just inherently funny to bring up a thing to a person that doesn't like the thing.
Stay tuned for Anthony Birch's cell phone number so that you can anonymously text him Cheezoid facts.
Oh, boy.
Laugh at Cheezoid and the world laughs with you, Anthony.
I'm going to ask once and then we'll never talk about Cheezoid again. Have you since watched Cheezoid?
I have. I genuinely, whatever the time period was where you were like, hey, wait 2 weeks and then watch it again. Yeah. I waited. I was a good boy and I waited that and I watched it again and it had the exact same reaction on me the second time. Maybe I'm unusual because it clearly worked on Beth.
Petrol.
I just don't fucking. Oh, boy. It's like almost jokes. The tower begins to shake. Not like a constant shaking, but like a boom, boom. And you realize it's the sound and the feeling of tree fingers digging into the side of the castle and climbing up it. And soon, two or three, I'm the one saying it. It's three trees. Three.
30
three,
or 50.
3 to 50.
30 to 50 feral trees.
Imagine your favorite number of trees, that many, climb their way up to where you are.
There's a bunch of trees coming our way, gentlemen.
And riding one of them, like fucking Mary and or Pippin, is Aaron O'Neill.
I mean, I'm getting my axe ready and stuff. I'm getting ready in case they do something.
Okay.
Just, you know, just in case we have to roll initiative, I want to get that advantage.
I'm going to go out on a limb here.
Oh, gosh.
D4.
And incidentally, for those of you following along with our character sheets, which we don't have online, we all leveled up in between. Anthony told us, level up. So we did. 2 damage. Thanks, Will.
You're welcome. I didn't even finish my pun, but I'm not going to.
No, please.
That wasn't the whole pun?
I was just going to say I didn't finish the sentence.
Oh, okay.
I was going to be like, I'm going out on a limb here, and I think that, you know, we should get ready for some...
A fight in this neck of the woods?
Ah! Oh, boy.
I'm going to slide the book I purloined from Aaron's place and get my Zippo lighter ready.
Okay.
Next to it.
As they begin to climb up, you hear Aaron go like, woof, I heard that last bit. That was pretty rough.
Was it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds like the emotions that would happen with a real child. A child, not a fucking tree.
No, Mike, you haven't learned a lot, have you?
Daryl,
I feel the same way about my... I was going to make this a thing where we could come together. It sucks to lose a child in the same way that I have lost my children and now they're back. I was trying to build a bridge.
Okay. Sorry, the emotions are just really high.
I can tell.
Yeah.
Hey, wait, let me ask you a question, Aaron.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm hiding the book, so it's not visible yet. If I need to, I'll pull it out. I noticed you had a lot of books.
Yeah.
So
I like
you
to read. Are you going to call
Interesting. So you participate in the wholesale slaughter of trees to make paper for books, eh?
Aaron O'Neill, you participate in society, yet you condemn society. Yet you are capitalism.
Interesting.
Yes, unfortunately, the books that I rent from the library... are made of the corpses of what I would consider to be my children. And every day it makes me feel very upset. But
then why do you continue doing it?
Because the option is not having any knowledge at all, not knowing how to rise up against my...
Interesting. I'm just saying, you know, hey, guys, if you guys had an object that was made from the flesh of your children...
Yeah, I agree. That seems interesting for somebody who compares trees to children.
Actually, I was wondering, do you have any, you know, books made of Terry? Because... I would accept a book form of Terry.
I mean, I could make a... I have made books of flesh that I could, like... Cyborg. I could, like, write.
What the fuck is up with this world and people making books out of people? This place is so jacked up, guys.
Ron pats his pockets of his many pants. Like, I don't have any Terry flesh in here.
Can we have a quick dad hole? Do you mind?
Take your time. Okay, why not?
Quick dad hole.
me and my ents will wait as long as it takes.
Okay. So again, I don't want to jump in, but you know, I feel like I need to air out something here. I don't care how often she says she feels that their trees are fucking children. As Glenn brought up, I would not read books if they're made for my children. Look, I'm the one who was like okay with like the slavery dragons and trying to figure out how to make that stuff work. Moral relativism aside, this is some bullshit, and she's gonna kill a bunch of people unless Henry. You know what? I'm putting this on you, Henry. What the fuck?
What? I don't. Okay.
You
all
keep groaning every time I say these are trees. These are trees.
Okay.
I just don't want her to kill this village.
Okay.
To be fair, I would read a book made out of my child's flesh if it was a good book.
Well,
Ron is doing a great job handling the emotional fallout of Terry Jr.'s disappearance.
I want to pump the brakes here, gentlemen. One, Ron, are you okay? That was a lot. I just want to check in because I know when I saw my boys disappear, it was really tough. We've all kind of been
through. I don't care about your boys, Henry. My boy, I won. I got him back. And then, you know, I don't even think we should bother with Daryl's kid. I mean... Like, sure, we might get him back.
Excuse me, Ron?
Oh, I was saying that I don't think that we should bother with your kid.
Okay. Well, that's... Thank you for...
I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore.
I think we're all feeling very angry, and it seems like the common thing we can all unite around is that our main goal is to focus that anger and that energy towards the purple robe piece of shit that's taking our fucking kids. So keeping all that in mind and keeping all that energy in mind, I think it's important not to get into pedantic side arguments. Sorry for using a judgy word like pedantic, Daryl, but I understand your frustration with the hypocrisy.
Daryl goes out to the window. Hey, everybody, screams the village. Your kids' lives, all your lives, is pedantic. If we try to save it, it's pedantic.
Daryl.
Mm-hmm. You know what, Ron? You know, we've tried saving, you know, I'm just going to put this out there. I feel like we've all done a really good job at helping everybody get their kids, right?
Thanks,
and it feels
Daryl.
Like there's a lot of judgment here when this one person here is trying to save the lives of everybody else also. And now I'm hearing, let's not even save Daryl's kid.
I'm not. Okay. Here's all I was going to say. And then I yield the floor. Daryl, I understand your frustration. I'm not entirely on board with all the shenanigans going on here. I think we need to protect this town as well. I agree with you. All I'm saying is it seems like the vibe with Aaron right now is we could maybe convince her to not kill everybody. And I don't think the way we're going to make inroads with her is by getting into a whole thing about her hypocrisy. That's just going to make her put her walls back up. Look, all right, shoot. Okay, you guys want to hear a little hypocrisy about me? I'm a vegetarian. I got leather shoes. You know, I got a leather belt. I'm not giving it up. I like my leather belt. Looks cool on me. But, you know, I still think that it's wrong to kill cows. So that's me. That's hypocrisy. I think we can all find some hypocrisy within us.
No.
Rather. Okay. I'm just saying, I know we're all teed off right now. So all I'm trying to do is get that energy focused so that we can be productive as opposed to it burning bridges.
Okay. I understand I might have gotten upset. Daryl gets upset sometimes. Okay. I am just tired of us moving around this world accepting the things that are happening when these kids that were in cages, she was okay with that. I would say that Terry Jr. is mostly gone because of her. She's a witch. She's powerful. She could have done a million things to stop this thing from happening. And now I just don't know. I just know if I'm comfortable trying to do diplomacy with her to get what? She's going to help me save Grant?
I
would like her to not destroy this town. And yes, you're right, Henry. You got a hot head. You should be the coach right now. I got cool off. You talk to her. But the end game needs to be she does not kill this entire village. And if she is going to kill this entire village, I will die stopping it.
Okay.
Yeah, Henry, I don't know if I agree with you, man. I've seen a lot of YouTube videos that say if you debate someone and destroy them in the debate, you can win those arguments. At least that's what all my YouTube viewing has led me to believe.
I think we just need to be the dad we wish to see in the world. And I wish to see a very violent dad.
I wish to see these kids to go back to their parents and not be killed by a tree lady because she thinks trees are people.
Okay. I think I understand the page that all of we're on. I'd like to open up a dialogue with Aaron now.
Okay.
Hello, Aaron, Miss O'Neill, Miss Witch O'Neill.
Oh, yeah. You're done talking now?
Yes.
What was she doing during that long conversation?
Just listening.
Oh, did it take too long for us to solve your entire problem?
Daryl.
Okay. Glenn makes a note that the girl from Even Name appears to be the most popular song in this world.
Actually, the girl from Neverwinter in this
The girl from Neverwinter. Ooh, the syllables work and everything.
Oh, it does. Yeah.
Miss O'Neill.
Yes.
We would like to ask you a couple questions.
So where's your head at? Because I came up here.
On my neck, Aaron. Where's yours?
Okay. All right.
But I came up here to parlay. I came up here with the
partay. I love
where
it.
Where all of us get to leave happy.
Okay.
So where are you coming from? Because it feels like that one's real angry, she says, pointing at Daryl. That one maybe doesn't know where they are. She's just pointing at Ron. That one,
it seems to be hiding something behind his back.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. What the fuck is that guy hiding behind his back?
Just stretching. This has been a crazy day for us.
I can tell.
We're losing sons left and right. We're 0-3 with this purple-robed man. Do you know anything about a mysterious purple-robed guy abducting children?
Oh, no, I do not. That sounds hard, though.
Can you ask, like, the forest, if the forest knows anything?
Do any of you know anything about it? And they all just kind of, like, rotate back and forth in a way that kind of looks like they're shaking their head if they had a head, but they don't. Mm-hmm. They're just trees. So it's she's like, no, that means no.
Debris okay. And twigs falling everywhere. Like a squirrel gets jostled loose. Like,
fuck! And it's holding on.
Our primary goal is to find our sons. We are from another world. We came to this world. Our sons are missing. We're looking for them. Our secondary goal is that we consider ourselves moral beings who look out for the welfare of fellow life forms. And we would be very opposed to you destroying this village. So we were hoping we could come to some sort of agreement
about
that.
And our third goal is to have fun. And I gotta be frank, I'm not having fun.
Me
but I'm
neither.
Not Frank. Me I'm neither. Ron.
Yeah, Aaron. God. Aaron, I mean, it seems like we kind of helped take care of a problem.
You did.
Of yours.
And
it
I'm
seems
very
like
grateful
it's pretty
for that.
Good. So, I mean, why don't you just move on and, you know, sort of let these people be hanging out here? And this, you know, the world is wide. We've gone through quite a bit of it and just, you know, just set up shop somewhere else. And it's kind of a truce. It seems kind of reasonable. That's all I'm saying.
All right. So, both of you roll persuasion.
Natural 20.
Oh, shit.
And I want to point out something really quick, because I'm going to be doing a statistical analysis of this. But something to keep in mind, 1 or a 20 is 2 out of 20, which means 10% of your rolls is either going to be a crit fail or a natural 20. And if you figure out how many times you rolled during a thing, you should expect to see a lot more than I think a lot of people think.
And there's four of you.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, just saying that.
Freddie told me about both that and the Asians on Tinder thing before we started recording.
Moneyball Freddie
Wong. There's nothing new
here.
Under the sun.
That's why you never show up early to a Dungeons and Daddies recording.
Just reruns.
I got a 19.
Oh, Jesus. Damn. Okay. So she goes, that makes a lot of sense, I guess. You did me a solid. I feel like I should do you a solid. This is our home. So can you at least be a little sympathetic? This is our home, and now we have to like find a new home and fucking go walking around.
But that's like the nature of, nature, I guess, right? Species show up, there's a bit of competition, and over time, you know, it kind of sorts itself out, right?
I have a word that I think about a lot because it's on a bumper sticker on the back of my Prius.
Fuck.
And it's called,
called
coexist. And I think maybe this world could use a little more coexisting. So I'm just saying maybe there's a way for you and this town to coexist. They've lost so much. They've been through so much. And the same way that you help these trees grow, you could help these people grow. You could help them find balance between the forest and the people.
Yeah. You make a lot. I really got a really good points. And almost tried to kill you. And sorry about the other thing. All right, let's go, guys. And then she motions to the trees, and they begin to go down.
Aaron, wait one sec.
Uh-huh.
Oh, God. Daryl?
Aaron, I'm sorry I got hot-tempered. I can tell that you care a lot about those trees. It's really nice of you that you're leaving. You're going to help this town. Can I ask you something?
Yeah, what's up?
So, like Henry said, we've tried saving our sons, and we saved three of them. Or four, sorry, I forgot that you have twins.
I have
there,
two
Henry.
Kids,
yes,
it's fine.
Yes. And every time we've saved them, they disappear and they get taken by this purple cloak guy, which I know you said you don't know anything about. We haven't saved my kid yet. And that's because as of right now, the moment we meet him, I have to eat his skin and kill him. So
you want to hit me with that one again? Sorry, what was that?
We had a blood pact with a man who sold him into slavery.
You made a blood pact with the guy who sold him into slavery?
I didn't know it was going to be a blood pact.
It's sort of a surprise.
We were lying, and then he quickly and rolled a higher dexterity dice than me stabbed my hand and then put blood. Yeah. So I'm going to have to eat him or we die.
Oh, boy.
So, yeah, that puts us in a little tough spot because there's nothing I want more than to save my kid, just like there's nothing you want more than to make a home for your family. But I don't even know how we could do that. You're a witch. Is there any sort of spell or any place you could lead us to that could maybe help us?
Or how do like blood packs work?
How do blood packs work? Well, blood packs generally work where you are staking your soul, your life, your eternal life, not just in this life, but in the next, if there is one, on your word, essentially.
Uh-huh. But like a pact is usually right between two people, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so who are you making it with?
It is inclement upon the person who this guy that you signed the pact with. I assume he was a sorcerer or something. He must have to have that kind of a magic on him.
What was this guy named the Lance?
He's like a big somebody.
Been a while. What was he like?
He was like a big somebody over in Phandalin.
The spell applies to you as a group. You have all entered into a group contract. Okay. If any one of you should meet Grant and not kill him within 24 hours of confirming that it is Grant, all of your lives will be forfeit, will end irreversibly.
We know what that means.
Okay, just making sure. You may keep this receipt of the pact that we have made, and he hands you the picture. So Aaron says, can I see the blood pact?
Oh, here, I'm going to hand you, just forewarning, it is made out of paper. I understand that you're sensitive to that.
I know how blood pacts work. It's fine.
Okay, I just want to make sure. I'm trying to be
so
more sensitive.
So she takes it from you and goes, ugh. just twitches a little bit. So she takes the picture from you, unfolds it, sees the picture of your child screaming, and she narrows her eyes and studies it.
Yeah, blood pact, can't like a transfusion help that or something? Like, can we donate to the Red Cross or
if Daryl,
you're almost onto something, I think.
If Daryl changes out all his blood,
wait a minute.
Does the blood pact still apply?
The way that a blood pact works is it's the person who signed the blood pact and anybody whom they represent, anybody who it seems like they have the authority to make a decision for. So presumably all four of you would be involved. But if you're suggesting that all four of you get complete blood transfusions.
Or those kids, like, maybe there's a leftover vampire, and they just suck all of our blood out, and then we'll be bloodless people.
Oh, I hadn't even thought about that. If you all were vampires, the blood pact only takes precedence if you were living. So if you're all dead, whoa.
So on that, just brainstorming, I don't mean to be, I'm not trying to be violent, Henry. Okay.
I appreciate that.
Okay. If one of the members of the blood pact died, is the blood pact done?
No, because you were the head of the group when you made that blood pack. So it looks like from the way that this is done, all of you would die, essentially, if the kid doesn't die.
No, I think he's asking if we killed the guy we signed the blood pact with.
Oh, no, no, it doesn't work that way.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you could kill him all you want. The pact is independent of him. It wouldn't
one
be very
last
good otherwise.
Brainstorm, going to get a little violent here. Could we torture him into changing the blood pact?
I mean, you could torture him into making a separate blood pact, but I don't know if it would counteract this one.
Okay.
They're additive.
Yeah, they're
just
additive.
Just keep going on.
I didn't know you all had a blood pact with your kid. I feel bad for the thing I did.
You know, sometimes things happen and we kind of have to roll with it. And that was very much what it was like at the very beginning of this adventure.
Yeah, no. I mean, when I say feel bad for the thing I did, I mean specifically you threw everything you had in your van into my house
what?
When you were hiding from the vampires.
What?
And then you talked about killing my kid and then you ran. And then I looked down and was like, oh, one of my library books has got... They stole my library book. That's what's behind your back. Is that, I mean, cards on the table, is that...
Wait, I thought this was one of... Oh,
it's
oh,
fine.
Oh, is this
it's,
one of mine? This is one
it,
of
the... It was just leverage before here. We knew that we were going to be friends.
No,
I understand.
You don't have to be nice to me, because the thing I did, I already did.
Oh, what did
I,
you?
I burned all the books that
oh,
you...
Oh, my God!
Because I thought, like, I had a feel... Okay, so they took my books. They're going to destroy it. So I might as well destroy theirs. So now we both have to get rid of the library. So now we're on the same page kind of thing.
Should we burn your Literally. Books so we are on the same page?
I mean, if you want to, you can.
Because then you would need to help us kill the library, right?
I mean, yeah. I don't want to be a dick about it. So, like, yeah, I'll help you. But I felt like I should tell you that sooner rather than
later. You know,
later.
I feel like, didn't we have a book called Magic, like, that Dicks
Dick Magic did? For Dicks?
Would Dick Magic for Dicks have had, like, an answer to this question in it?
It might have.
Ah!
I mean, but there's that book's probably somewhere else, right?
Yeah, I mean, we can go to... maybe.
Probably have it at the library.
Yeah, I mean, the library has a lot of really rare one-of-kind books. He's generally
Wait,
the
so
guy.
We
could try
our...
to find a different copy, maybe.
Are you saying if we got our blood replaced with dicks? Like,
Ron is just like coming in and out of this conversation.
Yeah, I think you would have different problems if that were your
okay.
life, but yeah.
So
for more than 4 hours.
I think, what is the book about?
It's the Kucinich book.
Oh, it's the great druid Kucinich might have advice for us in such a situation as these. He had the practical solutions and vision that America needed. Maybe he'll have some ideas on what we could do in this situation. Let me see that book.
So yeah, you look through the book and the very first page is the table of contents. The first chapter is don't do blood packs.
Damn.
We should have read this book.
There's some stuff in there about garden magic and life magic. But why don't you roll history?
History.
Yeah.
Oh, I got that nat 20, baby.
Good Lord. Okay. By looking through this, you can see that in the chapter Don't Do Blood Packs, there is a footnote that says, if you do happen to ever do a blood pack, there's one foolproof and extremely dangerous way to get around it. And that's to get your hands on a deck of many things. Because a deck of many things, which is not a thing I'm making up, it's a D&D yeah. thing.
Does it say that in Kucinich's book?
Yeah.
It's
a footnote to the footnote. It says, this is real. This is not Kucinich bullshit. There's a single card in a deck of many things that's called Wish. And it just allows you to just grant a wish and override any other form of magic within relative reason. You can't, like, destroy the world and unmake it or, you know, bring everybody out of the whatever.
So if we wish that our blood was dicks.
Exactly.
We all agree that Ron's not going to be allowed to touch the card,
okay,
right?
Ron's not touching the cards.
Aaron, there's something in here about how we could use a deck of many things to break this blood pact.
Yes, that's really powerful and really dangerous.
Why
magic.
Is it so dangerous?
Because in order to use a deck of many things, you shuffle the deck and you draw as many cards as you want to. And like all the cards that you draw activate. And some of the cards are like you just get transported 1,000 miles away, or you open up a portal to a hell dimension, or, you know, your body
explodes.
It's
a video game Doom.
How many cards are there in the deck?
There are 18 cards in a deck.
Okay, so 1 in 18 chance. You know, you figure you get through some of them. It sounds like that might be the only way we can
Wait,
do this.
If you-
we handled that bag of beans pretty well.
I mean, we got through it. Aaron, you said that you're going to help us regardless.
Yeah, I feel like that's fair. Like, you know, dads to moms. I'm a mom of all these trees. You're a dad. You have, you know, some issues.
Can I have that book?
Yeah, sure.
All right. I go and I bring it over to Aaron. I go, I feel, you know, at least partially responsible for what's happened between us. And I hand her the book and I assume that you're of your word just like I am. So I put my hand out I go, we'd love your help. We don't need to burn a book to make you do it.
She puts out her hand and shakes yours.
Nice to meet you.
Henry tears up a little bit.
Oh, wow. I was waiting for the swerve. I was waiting for you to fucking do a stone cold stunner on her.
No.
Okay, so
you know what? Sometimes dads can be genuine,
yeah,
Anthony.
Yeah, no, I mean, I wouldn't know.
Okay, so first things first, though, guys. Number one, the library is going to be after our asses now.
Yeah, one of those books due back.
Oh, yeah. We got a couple problems. We got to separate them out, prioritize them, organize our solutions, and figure out how we're going to approach this.
So first things first, our books have been burned, so we need to deal with the library.
Library is definitely a time limit.
Yes.
To be fair, we don't know what's going on with Grant, and I gotta admit, I've been very worried, because if he's, you know, if he's like Glenn's kid, you know, and he's just like hanging out with a bunch of, you know, hopefully a little bit, you know, better influence, but kids, you know, all good. But if he's, you know, enslaved or something, sooner the better.
But we got to, you know, you got to take care of yourself first, Daryl, you know, and we're going to do Grant no good if the library comes and makes books out of us.
Where is the library going? Do you know where his next stop is on his...
Where's book tour?
He's in Meadowshade for the next 2 to 3 weeks, and then he starts heading back here, I believe.
So he's in Meadowshade right now, where Grant is.
And she starts scratching, and she goes, Deck of Many Things, why the fuck am I... Why does Deck of Many Things ring a bell? And she goes, oh, yeah, there was somebody... There was like a traveler coming back from Meadowshade that was mentioning that there's some sort of contest, tournament, something along those lines, where the reward is a deck of many things.
Did any idea what this contest was? Anything more specific?
They said it was about night or something. It was something about, I think it happened at night.
It happened at night. A night contest.
Flashlight yes. tag.
Flashlight.
You guys ever do flashlight tag?
Oh my God, I haven't thought about this since I was literally seven.
Oh man, I love a good game of flashlight tag.
It's tag so
in the dark. You get Grant and his friends over and they run around the backyard with flashlights, and you know, if you get seen by a flashlight, you're it. You never done flashlight tag, Glenn?
Glenn's like, oh, flashlight tag.
No.
Oh no.
Oh, no.
Oh,
man.
Oh, you did a bad. Will did a crime.
Yeah.
Will said a criminal thing.
Oh, that's so good. Oh, well done,
it's
Will.
The opposite of a knock-knock joke.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Although one has to wonder what it would look like.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Dungeons & Dice is brought to you this week by Rocket Money. Listen, you got subscriptions that you forgot about? I guarantee you have subscriptions that you're paying for. You're paying for every month and you don't even use anymore. Or sometimes you sign up for something and you sign up for something and the day later you don't even realize it. Rocket Money can cancel those subscriptions for you in a single click. And they'll even help negotiate lower bills for you by up to 20%. You just submit a picture of your bill and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. They'll deal with the customer service for you. Rocket Money, for those of you who don't know, personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You can see all of your subscriptions in one place with one tap. If you see something you don't want, you just help cancel it just by tapping your fingers. And their dashboard shows you monthly spending compared to last month, so you can see where your habits are, see how you're doing, see how the trend lines are going. They can help you create a custom budget and keep your spending on track. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all the app's features. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/daddies. That's rocketmoney.com/daddies, rocketmoney.com/daddies. Dungeons & Daddies is brought to you this week by KiwiCo. It's time.
KiwiCo.
It's summertime. You ever do outdoor stuff in the summer? I would ride bikes.
No, I've never gone outside.
You've never gone? Not in Phoenix.
Yeah.
Did you bike ride when you were like out in the summer, or would you just bake?
So when I was in Tucson, when I was like bike riding age, and yeah, we would just bake alive. The asphalt was so hot. And then by the time I was in Phoenix, I was in college, you know, who rides bikes? I do, to get to class and to get to other places. And it was very hot. Yes.
So
okay.
KiwiCo is inviting kids and kids at heart to enjoy their first ever summer adventure series.
Ooh.
Kids from 2 years old to teens can receive 6
hands-on science and art project kits over 6 weeks with enriching content and fun activities to accompany each project. They have something for everyone, and they offer different topics for each age, whether your child wants to explore space,
hell,
or learn,
yeah,
about dinosaurs,
yes,
or learn about how dinosaurs were killed by an object from space.
Oh my God.
I do have to say, looking at the KiwiCo website, there is a physics project for kids age 5 and up that is pinball. Are you freaking kidding me?
Oh, look at this marble roller coaster.
KiwiCo encourages kids to get outside, explore, and to stay off their screens. Awesome projects from the Summer Adventure Series, like the Bottle Rocket Kit, where you build an actual bottle rocket, but not the kind that you light with a lighter, help to turn the outdoors into a playground of learning and fun. And Matt, as the parent in the room here.
Yeah.
Keeping your kid busy and creatively challenged.
Constant struggle.
Yeah.
Especially if you're trying to avoid those screens. Then you got it.
That's
the
problem, is that screens made them.
Oh my God.
Really
screens make it
way.
So easy, but you want to avoid those screens. So you got to come up with fun stuff to do, activities. Whoa. And like, look, you got a whole range, but you know how like you think you're prepared and you've got like a whole list of things. You're like, these activities, this is going to last until my kid's in college.
No.
You were now then by like age 4.
KiwiCo does
like, I've already
like,
done all the marshmallows with toothpicks and all the like make your own water. But I've done all these things.
KiwiCo's doing that legwork for you, so you can spend quality time just tackling the projects together. It must be nice, Matt, to be able to do these and just be like, I don't have to think. I can just play with
do it.
Convenient and personalized, you'll receive either all your summer adventure crates at once or weekly for 6 weeks. Build the best summer ever with KiwiCo. Get 20% off on your summer adventure series at KiwiCo.com/summerdaddies. That's the best code we've gotten
That's
so
really
far.
Good. That's good.
20% off your summer adventure at Kiwi, KIWICO.com/summerdaddies. One word, summer daddies.
I guess we should go to Meadowshade, but we have to. Here's the only thing, we have to be
what
very careful not
Grant?
To see Grant.
Oh my God. You know, it's like that show 24. If we run into Grant, we have 24 hours to save his life.
Wait, do you guys all watch 24?
Yeah.
What's your favorite season?
I don't. Oh, season 4 or 5, absolutely. The one with President Logan.
I like the one with the cougar.
Oh, that's
the very first season?
Yeah.
That's season 2, actually, isn't it?
Yeah,
that
was season 2. Oh, that's season 2, yeah, where Kim gets the cougar.
Okay, I was like, you know, cougars are the fastest land animals.
Wait, so is every episode
1 hour in the life of Jack Bauer?
In a single day of Jack Bauer's life.
The awesome, cool agent from CTU.
This is what I was thinking about. I was driving home the other day, and I was like, why don't we have like an entire like 20 minutes of Jack Bauer in the toilet?
Yes, that's something that a lot of people who are fans of 24 talk about, and how Jack Bauer never pees, but I think it's because he goes in his go bag.
He goes in the commercial breaks. Anyway,
during the course of the show, it's not one continuous hour. It's 40 minutes, but there's commercial breaks. Those commercial breaks are periods you don't see Jack Bauer. So you assume he actually goes to the bathroom during those commercial breaks.
Aaron O'Neill's like, what are you talking about? What is any of this?
Okay, well, we'll figure out how not to see Grant when we get there.
Well, if the contest is at night, then it will be hard to see him anyway.
That's true. I'm a little fuzzy on, like, is it like if we're in the vicinity?
Wait,
like,
if we have our eyes closed.
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit.
Do we see Grant?
No, that would work.
We have to have our eyes
so
closed.
So specifically.
No, if you can prevent yourself from positively identifying Grant, the pact works off of your understanding of the world. So if you can find a way to make yourself not realize that you've seen Grant.
Guys, we all have to go blind. I'm sorry.
No,
that's the only solution.
No one feel Daryl's son.
I mean, the second that you realize who it is, like, I'm saying, like, you could go in blind, but if you say, hey, Grant, and you hear somebody go, then it still counts.
Daryl, I don't remember what your kid looks like or what he sounds like, and I don't really care. So I think I'm the man for the seeing job.
That might prove useful. There's some issues in terms of some of your capabilities on some of the other aspects of the mission, I'm sure. But that's great, Ron. I think that would be very helpful.
My eagle eyes.
All right.
Okay. So seems our best course of action is to head towards Meadowshade. That's where the library is. That's where this deck of many things is. That's where Grant is. And we need to find Grant eventually.
Yeah.
We're going to try to be extra careful to not see Grant. But if we do, we have a day. And then we need to solve it in that day. I know that's super scary, but it's not like we see him and then he's going to have to die on sight or something.
You guys
like
want
that.
Maybe one of the cool things they do in 24, sometimes there's a lot of stuff happening. They like the conversation continues, but like another location. So maybe you guys want to do like a long rest and like, you know, go to like a campfire. Then we could talk about how to kill the library.
And it was like a campfire.
I mean, not a campfire. my metal beast has like a warming. We can all get
sounds
warm.
Great. That sounds really great. Good. That sounds fantastic.
One of the things I think we should do that within the hour.
I
love it, Henry.
So can we all long rest?
Yes.
I peed during the bathroom break, during the commercial.
Is this time that I used the toilet on this balcony?
I opened up my toolbox and I got some wood glue and I was talking to Aaron and apologizing and I was filling the axe thing in. I was like, no, wood glue is actually stronger than wood. Like once you get
you
all
you know, the thing with wood glue is that the joint's stronger than the wood itself.
Yeah, right? Yeah. So
that's cool.
Sorry about throwing an axe in there.
He goes, wait, shit, really?
Yeah. You want it? I give her the bottle.
Can I have this?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. This thing will patch up any problem.
Oh, hell yeah. Okay, so she takes
if you take some sawdust, you mix it up into a paste, that resulting paste stronger than the bond
itself.
You say
sawdust and she goes, oh.
Dads are incapable of using wood glue without pointing out that fact.
Yeah, that's stronger than glue.
Hey, you know that the joint's stronger than the wood itself was, you know?
That's what she said.
So as you walk your way back down the tower, stopping to grab Peyton and the rest of the kids.
I give Peyton a big old thumbs up. We did pretty good.
Peyton's like, where's the kid that you...
Let's not talk about that.
Do you remember what happened at Bullywogs?
Yeah.
Yeah, that again.
Oh, that's repetitive.
How did Team Peyton do?
I mean, we're fine. We're just sort of hanging out playing Pinochle.
When I do the wood glue, I get all the
Pinochle?
Yeah.
That's a card game, right?
Oh, no, that's not what Pinochle is in this
Peyton,
world.
What's your Pinochle?
My Pinochle?
Yeah, what's the game?
Is it Pinochle or Pinochle?
It's Pinochle.
Pinochle.
So
describe
the
rules.
Game.
The rules of Pinochle are as follows. You hold a pea between your knuckles, and then you try to punch somebody else in the face as hard as you can without breaking the pea.
We win every time. We notice that everyone's like slightly bruised and bloody.
Yeah, they're all kind of bruised except for Peyton. He's like, yeah, 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 yeah. They agreed to do this, by the way. We're all psyched. We all love Pinochle. The kids are like, we love Pinochle.
When I do the wood glue, I definitely explain. I'm like, I tell the kids to come over so they can learn how to use wood glue also. I teach them all about what wood glue does.
Oh, this is so okay.
Little kids, what's the deal with your parents and stuff?
I think most of them are still alive except for his, like, except for mine. So I guess we'll just go back to them and one of us will probably have to adopt him or something.
That's great. They would have been kind of a burden on our mission.
So yeah, you see them begin to sort of, once they leave the tower, they just sort of spread out into the
Once
the
they
village.
Hear the magic of wood glue, they're,
yeah, they're like, no,
oh, it's time to go home.
Yeah, we're good. Thanks and everything, but we're good. And they start walking back and some of the parents start coming out and they're crying. They fall on their knees and grab their kids.
You're welcome.
And everybody's happy and sweet.
You're welcome. I pass around the hat for tips. Like anybody, so that was us. That was us. Thank you. You're welcome, everybody.
At least a couple of the parents think that you're offering them the hat too. They're like, oh, so gracious of you.
This is going to be a fair compensation for saving your village here, just walking around. And anybody, that's your kids. Got your kids back. Love your lives back there. No longer vampires. What's that worth to you? Think about it. How much money do I collect?
You end up collecting like 10 gold. Not a lot.
Fucking farmers, cheapskates.
Yeah.
Hey, Peyton, did you make any special friends? Like, were any of these kids especially cool?
Here's the thing you need to know about Peyton. I try not to get too attached. You know?
I love how Peyton's winded already in this conversation.
I live my life a quarter mile at a time. I try not to make too many connections because I don't want to hurt anybody, you know?
Why a quarter mile?
Why not a quarter mile?
Good point.
Take your time. Enjoy life as you go.
Is that how far you can run before you get out of breath?
I get very winded after about a quarter mile. A quarter mile is a lot longer than you think. My cardio is not the best. I have asthma.
All right.
This voice, you don't get this voice from nothing.
wait, do we have, if we had like an inhaler and then it's like Peyton's voice suddenly changes the moment
hey guys, it's Peyton. But none of these kids were like especially annoying or anything?
I mean, they're all kids. They're just dumb kids.
You haven't seen the thrill
of
combat.
Their parents. I mean, they're like sad and stuff. That one's dad died.
Hey Peyton, check this out. I hold up like a thing of duct tape.
Yo, what's that?
Hey, catch. And I throw it really far. Go get it, man. Yeah, far away as possible.
Are you playing fetch?
Yeah, go get that thing.
You want me to go get?
Yeah, it's really fun.
Because it's not as strong. It's not as strong as wood glue. That's why.
No, I think this tape is stronger than you, Peyton. I want to see if you can snap it.
What the fuck is?
It says 17.
He goes, nothing's stronger. I'm gonna fucking go get it. And he runs after the duct tape.
Quick dad huddle.
Yeah.
I want to talk without Peyton. Hey, I love Peyton. I'm wondering if we should give him a home here. I'm just worried that's going to get dangerous. And I feel like it's a little selfish. I feel like I'm keeping him along because it's just nice to have like a kid around, but like, I don't know. It does feel a little irresponsible to keep having him here. And there is a lot of kids here and
families.
And
now that we know that the village isn't going to be destroyed by Aaron, the tree witch, you might be right, Daryl.
It was just a thought.
Glenn is shaking his head. No,
Glenn, we all miss our sons.
We need a fighter.
I feel like Peyton...
He's not really a fighter. I mean, he's a fighter deep down, but like, I mean, he could get killed.
He has the eye of the tiger. It tells us about people we fight.
How else is Anthony going to give his exposition?
I have to agree with Daryl on this one. I think it's the responsible thing to do. Ron, what do you think?
I mean, I don't really care, but if he's staying, then I might stay too, because it sounds like sounds like the Meadowlands might be kind of dangerous.
I don't know if saving Grant is worth getting rid of the two most favorite characters of this podcast.
Ron says, on second thought, I think I'll come with.
So, yeah.
I don't know.
So Peyton comes back with the duct tape. He's like, I beat the shit out of this thing. I don't know where you were going. Like, oh, I tore it up at everything, man.
You did.
It was fucking nothing.
You crushed it.
Yeah,
it's
I did.
It's useless now.
Yeah, good job,
yeah, man. You can't use it anymore. It's too bad, but whatever.
Hey, Peyton,
so what's up?
Yeah, we're just, you know, this place is pretty nice, isn't it?
No, man, it's boring. I already know all the kids that they saw. I'm like way older than all of them. They're boring, man. What are you doing? Yeah. Wait, what's going on? There's a weird energy.
Hey, so, Peyton, we're just thinking.
Did I do something?
No, you did great. You're doing great, man.
It's just like, here's the thing. Like, you know how I'm kind of like the coach of this team?
Yeah.
And like, you know, they could not live
with. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, these guys couldn't live without
me. They look up to you. Yeah.
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 I just really feel like, guys, come on.
I feel fine.
Like you've done such, excuse my language, but a man like you deserves it. And I start taking off my wrestling belt. I'm like, you did such a fucking good job with the Paytons. I just can't imagine that team losing a coach like you. And I hand over the belt. I just think, honestly, as much as we'd want you, I think like you have to like lead these kids here.
Roll persuasion.
It's a 19.
So you hand it to him and he's like, you try to get rid of me.
I would never, and I don't hide the tears that are coming out of my eyes. I would never try to get rid of you, Peyton. You are such an important member of our team. And I'd be lying if I said I wasn't concerned about how dangerous it's going to be. But honestly, these kids lost some parents. There's a lot of stuff going on here. I can't imagine how this group of people would survive without you.
He says, exhaling. I mean, I get it. Like, and I can stay. If that's really what you want, I'll stay. But, like, I wanted to go on the road to, like, fight stuff and, like, find my dad and, like, avenge myself on him.
Wait, your dad's still alive?
Yeah. Well, I assume, as far as I know, he dropped me off and I was going to find him. That was, like, my quest.
Did you want to take out your dad?
I mean, at least give him a piece of your mind? I feel I definitely wanted to beat the shit out of him. I don't know if I wanted to kill him, but like he left me at the Bullywugs for a drink and a song. And that kind of sucks. So like,
Daryl, I'm looking at my eyes,
but I'd be like, you know, give it up on that dream.
I'm like looking at Henry with like water eyes. Like, this is why Carol does the Temple of Henry.
I'm on Team Payton's side. I'm like, guys, he has such an important quest. Look at that. Look at these eyes of the tiger. He's got to find his dad. I'm literally having like a Walking Dead, like press button L to side with Glenn, press button R to side with fucking.
It's hard because Matt as a player more than anything wants Peyton on the adventure. But like, I really feel like Daryl would say this is the reasonable thing to do.
Sense. Peyton, how old are you?
I'm old enough.
Let me tell you something, Peyton.
Yeah.
Take a knee.
Take a knee, Peyton.
He just takes a knee like by instinct.
I don't have a great relationship with my pops, and I haven't spoken to him in a minute. And when I was a young man, I was pretty steamed at him for reasons I'm not going to go into right now. But let me tell you that they say that, you know, a guy who, he who drinks shit, how does it pray?
He drinks shit?
No.
What kind of...
Hating someone, Peyton, is like drinking poison and wanting the other person to die. And I'm not saying you gotta, you know, let go of what's going on with your dad. But let me tell you that just revenge, it's not worth it. It's not a good reason to go on an adventure. If you want closure with your father, you're going to get that someday. But you're going to get it when you're a man. And you're not a man yet. You got plenty of childhood left. You got plenty of growing up to do. And you've had to grow up too quick and too hard. But there's a chance for you here to have a little bit of childhood before you got to grow up and be a man. And I think you should take it. And then when you're a man and you're ready to look at your dad face to face, man to man, then you can get that closure with him. But what he did, it already took so much of your childhood from you. Don't let him take the rest of it too.
And when you're ready to do that, and we're done with our adventure, we'll be here and we'll help you.
I'd like to add to that.
Sure.
Yes. Also, don't take this the wrong way, but I don't think that you could beat your dad in a fight.
You don't. I didn't even tell you anything about my dad.
I just don't think that you could beat him, or really anybody.
I.
Oh no! Run! Run!
Run! Run! No!
But other than that, good luck, kiddo.
Henry, roll persuasion. Ron, roll persuasion with disadvantage.
Henry, roll persuasion. Ron, roll initiative.
I'm going to use my inspiration.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Peyton, you want to play Pinochle with Ron there?
Oh, shit.
I got a nine.
I got a two.
I think Peyton's playing Pinochle with Ron.
No, okay, here's what it is. You want to say that my childhood's fucked up? Yeah, I get it. I could stay here and be more of a kid.
Right.
But you're going to say that I couldn't beat up my dad? How dare you? So you and me, Ron, mano a mano, Pinochle to Pinochle. I am going to put this pee between my knuckles and I'm going to punch you in the face as hard as I can.
I haven't drunk enough water today.
Roll for initiative, you piece of shit.
Oh, shit.
I can't put pee in my... I got a 4.
All right.
I got a 14. Here comes the boom, baby.
Natural 1.
Oh, no! No!
Natural...
That's very Peyton.
He puts the pee in his between his first two fingers, pulls his fist back to hit you, and then brings his fist forward, but like he's positioned his head incorrectly, and he just punches himself in the back of the head
hard
and like knocks himself like fucking flat forward, like world star hip hop, just like his fucking knees just crumble and he just hits the ground and the pee just explodes in his hand. And he goes, okay, I'll stay here. All right, I fucked up. Yeah, I'll stay here. I'm a kid. This is like, ooh, this is not Peyton's best hour.
I pull out a cold pack from the first aid kit of the minivan, and I start putting it on his head. It's like, hey, buddy, you're gonna take care of these kids. You're gonna be their coach. And like I said, we're gonna be back. We're gonna be back one day once we're done, and you know we'll help you with what you need.
Oh, that means a lot. He's crying like, and partially because of the leaving, and mostly because he just punched himself in the back of the head and feels like a fucking idiot. But like, yeah, I mean, it would be nice to hang out some more. But I mean, good luck with the kid and everything.
Oh, thanks.
And thanks for the wrestling belt. This fucking boss.
Yeah, you want to put it on?
Oh yeah, might as well. He puts it on.
What's your catchphrase, Peyton?
My catchphrase is, I've got through the eye of the tiger, and you're going to hear me roar.
Let's hear a roar. Go get them, buddy. And I kind of, I guess it's not appropriate to slap kids on the butt anymore, so I push.
Anymore?
It was coach. You didn't get slapped on the butt when you played soccer?
Yeah, my dad was my coach.
He didn't slap you in the butt?
Oh, no, he wasn't my coach. Never mind. No, nobody slapped me on the butt.
Who slapped you on the butt then?
Oh my God, who slapped me on the butt?
Mage hand. I want to take a knee with Peyton, and I'm going to put my hand on Sean, look him in the eye and go like, hey Peyton.
Yeah.
You've been a hell of a fighter, man.
I know.
I didn't see what happened with you and Ron there with that peanut. I didn't see that.
Roll deception.
12 plus 6, 18.
He goes, oh, whoa, you didn't? And like you could see his face like visibly brighten, like, oh, cool. Cause yeah, what? No, it was.
What happened there, bud?
Oh, like Ron just punched me real fast, like bam. And I sort of hit the ground, and it was about how cool Ron was, not about like me doing something stupid, like punching myself in the back of the head.
Yeah, that's what happened.
So what you're saying, old Ron had to cheat a little bit to beat the eye of the tiger, Peyton, huh?
You know what? He did. He would have never beat me in a straight on fight, you're right.
You're right. Ron, I'm like behind Peyton's head, my hand my hand just like furiously flailing to get
you
to
win
shut
this
up.
Time, Peyton. Guess you got the lie of the tiger.
He's just salty, Peyton. He just
next
lost
time
his kid.
I see it, we'll make it 2 out of 3.
You know what, kiddo? You're on. And then I put my hand on his shoulder.
Aww.
And he like gently grabs your hand and moves it off of his shoulder.
Hey, Peyton. Why don't you find you some parents here, huh?
Yeah, I guess so.
Hey, Peyton, wait.
Hey, Peyton.
Hey, Henry wants to do a good... I'm just kidding.
Just wanted to get one more look at you.
I want to cast about the town for some parents for Peyton. I want to interview these parents.
Oh, I just assumed Peyton was going
to
go...
I mean, To be fair, Daryl, if we're going to abandon Peyton in this weird post-vampire town, we better set him up with some good parents.
I had so many other things planned for this episode. Yeah, no, there's a bunch of different couples that are childless.
I like to interview them. I'd be like, hey, I set up a little sign.
All right, let's do it at the bar. Let's go to the bar then.
Let's go to the bar.
You guys all are right. We can't just leave Peyton.
We'll do some speed dating for parenthood.
Yep.
Yes.
So the first couple that comes up to you, they are a couple of nice looking orcs.
How many kids do you have?
None.
None?
Sorry, what's your name?
My name, Alimony Thickfist. I was named this by Jake Jenkinson. Thank you for your Patreon support.
Why don't you have any kids yet?
I had two kids, two half children, half-orc children with my wife, my first wife, my wife. little joke we have in favor.
No, we got it here too. We love it.
It's a good one. It's a classic.
You've seen that movie, right?
Oh, Borat.
Oh, man.
I tell you, that is one funny movie.
That is a funny movie.
But they die, become from vampire.
Oh, sorry. Sad.
Do you want kids?
Oh, desperately.
Okay, they win.
What do you think is the most important thing about being a parent?
Discipline.
Interesting.
Okay. Well, thank you. We'll give you...
Whoa. There's two parents here. Palimony, what do you think is the most important thing about being a parent?
Also discipline, but in different definition of discipline than what Alimony think. Like, Alimony think should have beaten kids more to keep them in the house and then they wouldn't come out.
And would like that.
And me, Palimony think keep them sad, keep them down low mentally.
Do you guys like cookies?
Oh, cookies? We love cookie. Who doesn't love cookie? Fuck you.
All right, we'll put them down as a maybe.
Yeah,
Henry's mouthing really like, good. No.
We just got respect to everybody else coming here, so obviously we're going to hear the other parents, but, you know, great to meet you, and I'm sure we're gonna talk to you soon.
Okay, two more parents come up. They're both also orcs, but they're much shorter. I'm Eric Bloodaxe, and this is my husband, Lucky Ted. I was named by Barrett Georgeson, and Lucky Ted was named by Chris Miranda.
Why do they call you Lucky?
Because I met this one.
That's adorable.
That guy was doing the orc voice, huh? That guy, a Palimony and Alimony, they are a handful. Do not give them that child.
What do you mean by the orc voice?
It's a thing that they do to try to make people think that we're dumber than we are, we orcs. It's very insulting.
Interesting.
Okay.
That sounds fraught.
Yeah. Sounds like that's the thing that Daryl's going to sidestep around.
We have a word in our world called problematic.
Well, how do you feel about kids participating in Bloodsport?
Oh, do they want to?
Extremely so.
Well, I would never let my kid get involved in Bloodsport, but my husband, Lucky Ted, might disagree with me. Am I right, Lucky? What should I say, honey? And Lucky Ted goes like, no, you can answer for yourself. He goes, oh, thank God. No, I would never do that. I would never do that.
Do you have any kids right now?
Yeah, we have one.
Do you want more?
Do we, honey? And Lucky Ted goes, yes, we do. Yes.
All right, they win.
Lucky Ted, what do you have to say about what's going on? What do you have to say about Bloodsport?
I think that Bloodsport is a really good way to harden your heart. It's a really good way to harden your fists. It's a good way to survive out here in the
sorry,
in the Faerun lands.
Sorry, what was that, Beth? You okay?
It's a good way to harden your dick.
Interesting.
Interesting.
What do the two of you think is the most important quality of parenting?
Listening to Lucky Ted, I guess. And then Lucky Ted says, yeah, I would say probably listening to me.
All right. Well, you guys were great. We just to respect everybody else. We're going to have to listen to everybody else, but we'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Who's next?
One guy with a top hat.
This guy looks legit.
I am Bartholomew Brigsby Bluth.
What do you do, sir? By the way, I'm Darryl Wilson. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Darryl Wilson. Not quite a name. Almost a name. It's no Bartholomew Brigsby Blue.
Definitely is not, sir. So what's your profession?
Well, first off, I was named by Cody Kowalczyk, I believe.
Named by my parents.
Oh, well, how unfortunate for you. My job is I'm the banker of this fine town.
Ooh.
Oh.
How's the finances been since...
Terrible. A lot of homes going into default.
How are you going to handle that? Are you going to help them kind of through their problems?
I'm going to hire some mercenaries to forcibly evict some of the more poor residents and bring in some new blood now that the town is nice and pretty again.
Dale grabs his axe and looks at Henry like, huh, should we?
Fucking kick this guy's ass.
Do you have any kids?
No.
Do you want one?
I want exactly one and no more.
All right, he wins.
And why?
Because if you have a kid, people tend to consider you a lot more sympathetic. They're much more likely to take a loan from you.
Bartholomew, sorry.
Good try, my man.
Hey, Barthy. I grab him by the collar. We're not giving you the kid, and if we come back and you fucked over this town, we will kill you.
Roll intimidation.
217.
Noted!
All right.
Tears begin to fall down his face.
Diplomacy, hell, right, guys?
Yeah, sure. Well, sure. Right.
Hey, Daryl, I hold a fist for a fist bump.
Nice.
Hell yeah. Screw the rich.
Next person that comes up is a bullywog, which is a small, like, he's a frog. He looks like Frog from Chrono Trigger.
He goes, hello, my name is Walter the Immoral.
The Immoral?
Immoral.
And why did Ravi Teixeira name you Walter the Immoral?
Because life isn't fair.
Interesting. What do you mean by that?
Because we all make mistakes.
What was
right?
the mistake you made?
I make swords, right? I made a sword for a guy. The guy went out. The sword broke. The sword end went into his throat and he died. I got blamed. I murdered him. He was this big hero and I got kicked out. I got turned into a bullywug. I used to be a guy. Now I'm this. It's bullshit.
What are you doing now?
I'm trying to make a life for myself here as the blacksmith.
No.
Blacksmith, he's got a job, sounds stable.
Yeah. Why do you want a kid?
Because when I got turned into a bullywog, my son, like, didn't want to look at me anymore. He thought I was gross. He found me disgusting, and my wife cast me aside, and then my heart is found. There's been a child-shaped hole in my heart. I'm like William H. Macy in Magnolia. I have so much love to give, but I have nowhere to put it.
It's tough to have a child-shaped hole in your heart, isn't it?
Yeah.
What to you is the most important part of being a parent?
Loving him.
Loving?
Loving him. You just got to love the kid.
Sounds pretty good to me.
Just, there's been a lot of stuff happening in this world, so I just want to clarify. When you say loving,
I mean like platonic, like a parent, like with your heart.
Like you would die for them.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I feel like I would.
Guys, I think we found the winner here.
I mean, it's definitely also up to pay them, but
let's check.
Okay.
I think he's
Ron.
Yeah, go ahead, Ron.
Go ahead.
Do you have any kids?
Well, yeah, I do to my son, but he doesn't want to see me anymore.
Do you want one more?
Yes.
Okay, guys. I think we have a winner.
You're right, Ron. Should probably call Payne over here.
Yeah.
Hey, Payne, you want to meet this bullywog?
Why? Is he going
to... Hey, Mr. Bullywog, why don't you explain to him what you do? What's your job?
I'm a blacksmith.
And what does that involve? Like hitting stuff?
Oh, yeah. You got to hit an anvil really hard with a hammer and paint. Like, whoa, 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 hey, whoa, whoa.
And it's like fiery metal and stuff?
There's fire. Oh, there's fire, is there?
And you make weapons?
I make weapons that you use to hit people. And the paint's like, whoa, 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 my bad. Don't get me too excited too quickly.
Hey, Payne, we were thinking that this guy here, he could really use some help making cool weapons and all that stuff. And, like, I think he'd be a really good person to, you know, kind of take care of you and, you know, kind of the parental sense for now while you go and be a good coach to all these kids.
And you'll learn how to make cool swords and stuff, man. Hey, tell you what, Payne, why don't you get good at making a sword? And when we swing back by around here, you make me a sword.
So Walter the Immortal says, yeah, I could always use an apprentice, somebody to help me out with the bellows.
And Payne's like, you know what? Yeah, I feel like Payton the swordsmith, Payton the sword maker. That's got kind of a ring to it. I could fuck with that. I could fuck with that. And Walter's like, well, I don't deal with foul language in my blacksmithery.
Payton's like, sorry, Walter, we've been kind of loose with him on the old adventure.
Really? No discipline.
I could just listen to you talk as the blacksmith.
It's my least favorite. My least favorite thing we've ever done.
No, this is my favorite. The whole podcast now is.
It is.
I just want Payton. I just want to watch the lives of Payton and this blacksmith. That's all I care about now.
When we get 5,000 Patreon subscribers, you'll have a 45-minute episode of just Payton and Walter the Immoral.
It's just you DMing a game for yourself.
It's just me masturbating mentally, not literally. And literally.
6,000 Patreons.
What do you think, Payton? You think this one might be someone you could hang out with?
I think it's going to be hard to fill the hole left by you four schmucks. But but yeah, I think I could get down with this.
And Walter goes,
yeah, that sounds great, man. Bring it in, man.
And he opens up his arms for a hug. Payton's like, I'm not yet. But yeah, I guess I'll see you guys when I see you.
Goodbye, Payton.
See you. Payton, I like axes. Just putting it out there.
Axes are generally one of the harder ones. I don't know if he'll be like skill-wise, if he'll be there by the time you get back.
Hey, Walter. This kid, he's got the eye of the tiger. Don't you forget it.
Payton's like, that's right, baby.
And Walter goes, all right.
Let's go back to my, let's walk into the sunset wistfully while it's... While they talk about it.
I love the idea that like they walk outside and it's like the sun is setting and it's like they start to walk down the sunset, but the blacksmith is just next door. So they like walk one door down, like, oh, here it is.
And it's an open air blacksmith. So they just sort of sit down and you're still looking at them.
Yep.
And Paige's like, you guys should probably go. Like, it's the, I mean, it's.
We should go. Every time, like, Daryl takes a step, he keeps turning around, just like, looking
Daryl,
at Paige.
Let's go.
All right.
It's been a long time to see you again.
We should all hop in the van and go set up camp and take a rest before we start heading out to Meadowshade.
Real quick, guys, I feel like we could get a free room out of the old barkeep, seeing as we saved this village and these cheapskates only gave me 10 gold.
And I had that amazing comedy set. I really killed.
That's true. We could go back and maybe do another comedy show.
Guys, I don't know if I could say bye to Peyton again. Could we just drive a little bit?
You would definitely, the bar is right next to you. You'd have to walk past him again.
I think it's time we left this town.
Yes. Let's set up camp right outside. They I think they're okay to live their lives. You can survive without a hotel room, Glenn.
No one to make an exit.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're back at the van. You're about to tuck in for the night. And Aaron comes by and sort of knocks on the door and is like, hey, guys.
Hey, yeah, we had to let one of the more powerful members of our party go.
Oh, yeah, little guy. That's too bad.
Yeah.
We're just going to rest. Liked him.
Oh, we love Peyton. We're just going to rest up and then we're going to just rest up. And then I figured we could talk in the morning and start heading over to Meadowshade. And
we could make like a tree and leave.
So I don't understand that.
Leaf.
And I don't accept it. I feel like we should go to Meadowshade together and then we can figure out a plan to deal with your myriad of problems and ours that are shared, kind of.
Okay, cool.
You all fall asleep, and just like happened the last time that you long rested, you find yourself back in the purple realm.
This seems to happen every time we level up. Our normal sleep isn't affected.
Every time you sort of finish a story arc.
Guys, are you in the dream? I'm here in the purple realm.
Hi, everybody in this dream?
We're all in the dream, right?
Roll call.
Roll call, Dad, roll call. Henry here, present.
Daryl, present.
Ron, present.
Glenn here, and Glenn's doing that thing that he learned from watching the movie Inception, where he's like, where's my totem? He's like looking for his totem.
Guys, like I said last time, there's a movie called Friday the 13th. No, it's called Nightmare on Elm Street. And in Nightmare on Elm Street, there's a bad man named Freddy Krueger, and the teens at the end, they get him by, they all grab onto him, and then they wake themselves up, and then Freddy comes to the real world, and that's how they kick his butt. Because you know that fucking guy is coming, and we should jump on him and try to wake up. That's what I think.
I don't want to wake up.
Daryl's already primed and ready. He's just like waiting, like football stance.
Okay, guys, just guy to stances. Okay,
he's in a 3-point stance.
Yeah.
As the purple haze clears from your eyes, you're welcome, Freddy. You're welcome for that softball for the Rock Dad. You see the man in the purple robe.
I charge him.
Okay,
I'm I in charge a 3-point stance. Go, get him!
I was gonna say he's asleep. Like he's just sleeping.
I tackle him.
Great. Okay. Cool.
Wow. Unsportsmanlike conduct.
So roll strength.
Probably not going to be great because I got a 4.
Yeah, let's just go. Well, he rolled a natural 20.
Oh, okay.
You run up and you try to tackle him. And like, without even interrupting your momentum, his hand shoots up at the last second and grabs you by the throat. And then he like rolls and tumbles with you and then stands up and is just like fucking Darth Vader, like choking you in the air.
Wake up, Daryl. Wake up, Daryl. Wake up, Daryl.
And then Henry, you come at him.
Okay, so Henry, seeing Daryl get got, is going to try to lucid dream to become 20 times his normal size.
Oh, shit.
So what do I roll for that?
Oh, like, boy.
Like a wisdom roll?
Yeah,
what
I
is
feel
that?
Like wisdom.
Okay, I have a 14.
14, okay. So, lucid all right, dream. So I guess since this is his realm, he'll oppose. All right, that's not enough. Okay, so you grow to, what, 20 times your size?
20 times my size, that's what I said. Henry's not entirely in control of his conscious thoughts right now because he's in a dream. So yes, Henry gets real big.
Okay, so you get so big, you just feel
120 feet tall.
Yeah, all right, so you get fucking massive. And the man in the purple robe sort of looks up at you and goes like,
oh, that's very cute.
And then he looks, he sort of turns, he cocks his head a little bit and he goes,
I think it's time, boys.
And you hear this thunder strike. No, that's not how thunder works. Whatever, you hear thunder. You hear ominous bullshit. And then, And then from the sort of a nebulous fog around you, you see another figure in a purple robe that is much smaller and more squat, sort of more rotund, a little bit lower to the ground.
Say what now?
And then you see another one come up who's much taller and skinnier.
Basically the Mulan sidekick sort of like shapes.
Yeah, one of them goes, this guy's got me scared to death.
I go,
hey, I'm big, so you all gotta do what I say.
The rotund guy that you cannot see cracks his knuckles and he goes,
it's gonna be fun.
he lowers his fucking shoulder and then just runs into your ankle as hard as he can. And go ahead and just roll strength.
I rolled a 2.
So despite your size...
And you're very powerful 2 roll.
The little guy like nails you in the side of your foot and it doesn't make any sense to your body because it feels like an ant just hit you with the power of a freight train and your entire... You just fucking collapse slowly like...
It's basically your standard stepping on a Lego feel.
Yeah, exactly. This time the Lego stepped on you.
No.
Basically, as you fall to the ground, the lead guy, the first one that is choking Daryl, sort of just tosses you to the ground. He goes,
I'm so sorry. I should have introduced my friends.
Dungeons and Daddies is Matt Arnold as Daryl Wilson, Anthony Birch as our DM, Will Campos as Henry Oak, Beth May as Ron Stampler, and myself, Freddie Wong, as Glenn Close. Theme song and outro is All Right by Max and Waller. Special thanks this week to Jake Jenkinson, Barrett Georgeson, Chris Miranda, Cody Kiwacek, and Ravi Teixeira, who contributed names we used in this episode. Also, big ups this week to Chedetta, Bethany Eschnor, Guy Foti, Spica, and Sean Morell for materially supporting this podcast on Patreon. What's that? You want a shot at that elusive podcast fame? Then head on over to our Patreon at patreon.com/dungeonsanddads, where every tier unlocks the ability to submit names, items, and locations to us for potential inclusion in a future episode. Our latest stretch goal at 1,000 followers is we're going to be doing a mini-series 100% canon prequel arc that Anthony's been quietly prepping for about the dad's granddad set in the 1940s and played on the Call of Cthulhu system and that we're calling In the Mountains of Dadness. So get on that ground floor and support the podcast on Patreon to hear when that drops. That website, again, patreon.com/dungeonsanddads. You don't like that website? You want some other websites? Well, what about twitter.com, where we are Dungeons and Dads? Ooh, you too long for you? What about a URL shortener, bit.ly/dungeondads, for that private Facebook group? Don't have to remember all of Facebook's weird URL shit. You can just remember bit.ly/dungeondads. Ooh, what about subreddits? r/dungeonsanddaddies. That's one of my favorite subreddits. I'm on there all the time, reading all of your theories and looking at all your good fan art. Thank you so much to everybody for listening. Thank you out there, even if you're not one of our elite Patreon supporters who I objectively love a little bit more. You are someone who hung out for the end credits, and you know what? That's worth something. Dang it. We're going to be still doing episodes of this. Yeah, we're not done. The podcast will continue in 2 weeks, September 3rd. Set your calendars, set your Google alerts, program your Casio watches. I'll see you then.
There was a time when you could read between the lines. You know they never brought you down. Never brought you down.
What was your favorite Capri Sun flavor, by the way?
I don't know what their names were. It's whatever one was given to me.
All right.
They all taste the fucking same. Do you guys freeze them?
Yeah.
Yes.
And then you cut open the top.
That was a thing you could
broke, do? I broke my family's microwave when I was 7 doing
because they're metal.
Yeah. It's aluminum.
Holy shit.
No. Wait, you tried to microwave a Capri Sun?
Yeah, it was frozen.
Huh.
No, because I like it hot. I like it like breakfast tea, just hot Capri Sun.
Dungeons and Dads is brought to you this week by Aura Frames. Are you looking for the
or are we?
Or are we?
Aura. We Aura.
Aura Frames.
Aura Frames.
If you got pictures of seals, I know where you should go.
Crank them onto your Aura Frames and give it to your mom.
There's a big scroll that you're like, I got to take a picture of that.
Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames. You can put pictures of seals on there if you want. You can put pictures of Seal, the singer, on there if you want. They allow you to share display.
You can buy
display.
A bunch of these and put other like gross stuff on them for your goon room.
It's true. It allows you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload.
Make
and share
a goon
photos.
Room your mom's comfortable walking into.
Via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame. Listen to this, Anthony, with preloaded photos and memories.
There we
Dude,
go.
Meta I preloaded gooning. My Aura frame with pictures of Pitbull and Pitbulls. So sometimes I get Mr. Worldwide and sometimes...
no matter what, you win.
I'm just being silly. I have great photos on my Aura frames and I love it.
It's so a there. Great Mother's Day gift this year, Beth. You could give
them. I already did. I did it for last
you
month.
I got one for my mom, too. Moms fucking love it.
Moms love this
moms
shit.
Moms go listen wild.
To
me
for Aura. From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, and even the friends in your life, every mom loves an Aura.
That's like
frame.
A goon room that- for a mom is just posing your kids.
Name the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and select
you
it
go
as
in there
of-
and you see how long you can go without calling your kids.
And selected as one of Oprah's favorite things, Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use the code DUNGEONS at checkout for your mom to save. Terms and conditions apply.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.